Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Jonathan Healy on the Hard Shoulder this evening. Off the Ball's Eoin Sheehan is with us to look ahead to the weekend in sport. How
are you,
Eoin?
Good, Jonathan. How are you keeping?
I am all right now, I have to say. Spent time in the company of Cork's hurlers and footballers this morning. I am now sufficiently buoyed for the new season.
I mean, enough time has passed to insert yourselves as hot favourites for the hurling next year, surely.
No. I wouldn't go that far. We're just happy to still be here. Yeah. Let's put it that way. We'll talk about the foreign game, first of all, the Premier League. It's a fascinating watch. I mean, Arsenal still have time to bottle it, obviously. But there's no laying a glove on them at the moment, is there?
No, but I must say they've kind of found themselves in a tough fixture area. Let's call it that, because you don't really know how the fixture list is going to treat you until you see the form of certain teams. And they had to go to Stamford Bridge last week against a Chelsea team that were very much in form. And now they've got to go to Aston Villa, who are now ahead of Chelsea in the Premier League table. So back-to-back fixtures. Last week it was away to the team that was placed second in the league. And now tomorrow they've got to go away to the team that are placed currently third in the Premier League table. So it's a bad time for them to be playing Aston Villa away. Villa have actually gone to the Emirates and won the last couple of seasons. This game is on at Villa Park, or at least they haven't been beaten by Arsenal at the Emirates in the last couple of seasons. They famously kind of crushed Arsenal's dreams of challenging for the title 2 years ago. So Aston Villa comes with a whole pile of trauma for Arsenal. Is this team past that? Is it better than that? Is it stronger than that? It probably is, but Aston Villa are still in a very strong place. You wouldn't be particularly surprised if Mikel Arteta would be okay with a draw from this fixture tomorrow, because it is a very, very tough one. Manchester City have shown that they are not perfect whatsoever. They're at home to Sunderland tomorrow, but then the following week they're away to Crystal Palace. So one wonders if Arsenal just need to, you know, keep things solid for the time being, don't worry too much about being stellar and racking up goals in any of these fixtures. If they continue this unbeaten run for a start, I suspect they might be in a good position heading into January.
Yeah, Leeds have been, as always, useless for the last couple of games. But even then, with that background, they're looking at the Liverpool game probably going, actually, we might be able to do this.
Yeah, licking their chops at that one, because the way in which they put Chelsea to the sword last week was pretty stunning. Dominic Calvert-Lewin with the third goal on the evening. And if they get a tune out of him and they get a goal scorer who can actually find the back of the net and they can rely on, then Leeds United have every chance of staying in the division. They're currently out of the relegation spots. They're in 17th. But as you say, they have that fixture tomorrow against Liverpool at 5:30. If Villa versus Arsenal is the game of the weekend, Liverpool is still the story of the weekend. They really are the team that everybody has their eyes on at the moment, because they are in such disarray. And there seems to be so much blame to go around. This time last week, after getting hammered by PSV, the theme seemed to be drop Mo Salah and Arne Slot will save his job and everything will be right in the world. They got the win against West Ham without him, so it looked like a decent enough theory. But then midweek happens against Sunderland, where he's not in the team for that game either. So all of a sudden, do you bring Mo Salah back in to arrest the poor result against Sunderland? I think there's a malaise creeping right the way through the squad, and nobody can be free of blame at this point in the Liverpool season.
No, it's not going to end well for them. And by end well, I mean where they need to be, which is up towards the top of that table. I was reading this morning, Leinster are having difficulty shifting tickets for the Harlequins game.
Yeah, it's not going to be an amazing turnout now tomorrow, I'd imagine, at the Aviva Stadium for Leinster against Harlequins. I think they'll be doing well to break 30,000, I think is the figure I read earlier on today. I'm sure there'll be maybe a few last-minute walk-ups. The weather forecast, I think, is terrible for the weekend, isn't it? So maybe that'll dissuade a few people from popping out. But I don't know, Jonathan, the Champions Cup, I was about to say the Heineken Cup there, the Champions Cup, it just really isn't what it used to be. And even the conversations we've been having on that front for the last couple of years haven't really seen a drop-off in attendance attendances early in the competition where people aren't really showing up, but it feels it's actually diminishing from a low enough base. It's hard to know why exactly that is. I think November is such a fulsome month of rugby, and Test rugby has clearly careered ahead of club rugby in terms of our own interest and global interest over the past couple of years, that maybe when you get into December we're all a little bit exhausted and fans have gone to the Aviva a couple of times in November and they don't want to be forking out again for another game at the weekend, albeit Leinster tickets are much cheaper than Ireland tickets. It's hard to put your finger on it. The alternate way of looking at it...
Hang on, there's still more going than would be able to go to the RDS.
That is true. That is true, I guess. But this is the Champions Cup. You know, this is supposed to be the premier competition in rugby. And listen, they've been using the Aviva plenty over the past couple of years because the RDS is being rebuilt. And maybe there's a bit of a Aviva malaise as well because, I don't know, would that have been seen as a bit of a novelty when the RDS was available? I don't know. Maybe it's just we were analysing that a little bit too much. Mm. The fact of the matter is that Leinster are going to get out of the group stages. That is a fact I can confidently say at this point, despite the fact that they haven't been amazing this year. So you can understand why people might say, I'll wait till later in the competition. Later in the competition is what has ended Leinster's season over the past couple of years. The semi-final famously against Northampton last year was another disastrous conclusion to this competition. This is the competition they want to win, though. Then it starts tomorrow against Harlequins and they want to get that fifth star.
Until last weekend, Munster had been on a good run of form where obviously it didn't quite go as they wanted. They've taken on Bath this weekend in their first round.
Yeah, so this is a quite a tricky fixture for them as well. They've got to go away from home. Bath are top of the Premiership at the moment, so it's a really, really tricky opening to their Champions Cup run. As you say, they're a really excellent start to the season. Munster came to a shuddering halt last week against the Stormers. They really should have won this game. The intercept pass thrown by Jack Crowley in the middle of the pitch was one of the two moments really that cost them in the end. The second one was a much more unfortunate one where he kind of knocked on before Craig Casey gave that brilliant kick across the pitch, which looked like it was going to be the winning try for Munster on the evening, but it wasn't to be. They were unlucky on that front. I still think they'll be carrying a good bit of confidence after the start of the season. The performance against Leinster and Croke Park is still fresh in the memory, I think, for a lot of these players, and I wouldn't be particularly surprised if they went to Bath and actually got a very good result tomorrow. But as I say, very tough. There is no team in better form in English rugby at the moment.
Yeah, we'll finish on Formula One. Fast cars definitely making an appearance this weekend, and it's good that there's still uncertainty going into this particular finale.
Yeah, exactly. This is we can't really put it on the same level as what was it, 2021, when we had this ridiculous conclusion between Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen. But Max Verstappen is in the mix again this year. So Lando Norris leads the way on 408 points, Verstappen and Oscar Piastri trailing him on 396, 392 respectively. So it's a three-horse race on the final day. And I guess, first of all, it's rare that you would have the Formula One Drivers' Championship being decided on the final day, but to have three drivers involved is even rarer. Obviously, Lando Norris is the man in command here. He can win the championship without winning the race. On Sunday, there are a range of different permutations involved in this, but we're going to see the very end of it. Of course, McLaren have the Constructors' Championship completely sewn up at this point, so you'd imagine they're going to let Norris and Piastri race away on the day if it comes to it. So this is at the Yas Marina Circuit in Abu Dhabi. It gets underway at 1 o'clock Irish time on Sunday.
All right, Owen Sheehan of Off the Ball, thanks very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.